think it was 16th trip or something like that. And I'm going to set up just a little bit, explain the slideshow, and then we'll have the team come up and have a chance for them to share. But this is the first time we've been to this place. It's the southern coast and the state of Guerrero, and it's a suburb of Acapulco, which sounds very fancy, but it is a very tough place, it's very rough, it's very poor. The church is called Sanando Familias, so Healing Families. It's a cool little place. There's a pastor down there, his name's Edwin, and he's kind of like what Pastor Daniel does, oversees other pastors. So Pastor Edwin has a church, and he oversees 12 churches in the city of Acapulco, and an additional 9 out in the state of Guerrero. So he's really like a busy guy, and he was the one that we kind of coordinate with to get the work done. And then the church we work in is a guy named Pastor Danny and his wife Sylvia. Just a real, like as Edwin said, they have had warlocks and witches come to cast churches on that little building. Like it's an intense neighborhood. It's very tough, very hard. Like a year and a half ago, their son was murdered there in the neighborhood. Like it's just a tough place. And Edwin was sharing that 7 churches have tried to make a go of it there in that neighborhood and haven't survived. And these guys have been going now for a few years. And so it just felt like God really sent us to tell them that, look, God sees you. He knows you're here, and we're here to encourage you. And it just, like, we just resonated with them. It was very encouraging. So just the layout of the land, the building itself is small. It's 3 walls, and then the back wall is kind of a concrete, kind of a, I don't know, a fence almost. And it's about the size of like a classroom. I mean, it's not a big church. And then behind them, they have this property, and it's just an embankment. It drops down about 12 feet, and down there is this dirt and trees and rocks and jungle. And we are putting in some piers, some concrete piers, and then around the perimeter, we're going to build concrete forms. And with block around, they're going to raise the walls up so that they can go straight out and extend their church. That's the idea of it. So when you see the photos, you'll notice that everybody's, you know, the top view down, and that's explaining that. And, you know, it was a tough environment, but it was a great week. Anyway, I'm going to let everybody share about that. So I just want to tell you what you're seeing. You kind of see looking down onto this property. That's what the slideshow is. And then when slideshow's done, we'll have everybody that's here, we'll have the team come up, and then we'll go from there. Right, now, for all you guys that went with us, why don't you come on up and line up across here. It's not a tiny crowd. So there were 20 of us there, and 13, and I'm including Anava in that list, 13 of us were from Pagosa, and so this is, big chunk of them are here today, not everybody. And here comes Alan as well. I know Alan. Yeah. And look, you're not even waiting in line to talk to Alan. It's a gift. So what I told these guys is if you have a testimony you want to give, you know, we'll have some time here. And I'm just going to say maybe not everybody knows everyone, so introduce yourself. And then you can just, you know, share whatever you want to share. And so we'll just, you're not required, but you're welcome.
All right, I'm Grace, his daughter, and I've been doing these trips since I was 5, but every year is always very different, and especially whenever we go to a new state, it's always a little, we don't know what to expect, and he undersold this hill that we were in. It was mostly garbage, and it was quite steep, and then by the end of it, we had it flat, which I think is impressive. Now, this isn't necessarily about the work that we were doing, although that was amazing as it always is, and we get to work alongside people from the church, which is just a really special connection that I don't think you get to necessarily always experience. And so having people from the church like Mario or Pastor Danny was kind of helping us out, but he had just had a hernia surgery, so he couldn't really, like, lift much, so he was just directing traffic. Our last Sunday, when we were there, we went to Pastor Edwin's church, which, again, is the pastor he was saying is kind of the overarching director sort of guy, and he wanted to pray for everybody in our team, and he went down the line and just spoke words over everyone, and he ended up fully prophesying over me. And we hadn't had any conversations about this. He didn't know I was a teacher. He didn't know that I had been to Spain or that I have been kind of praying about going back to Spain and not really knowing what to do in this next season. And he said, I see a flag over you, and it's Spain. And I see you in the schools. And I broke down, and it was a whole thing. and he chased me down later and was like, yours was really strong. I don't know what it's about. So we were able to talk about it more, and he prayed over me again. But it's just the connections that we make with the people that we're working with or who are leading these churches is just beautiful, and we always cry when we're saying goodbye to them. It's just a week, but it's just, you get so intimately connected with them in such a short amount of time. So, yeah, that's mine.
Amen. Awesome. My name is Neil. This is about fifth missions, Mexico mission trips. I would say this is one of my favorite ones. So the name of the church is Sanando Familias. In translation, it means Healing Families Church. And I don't want to downplay all the work, manual labor that we did. However, the enemy really tried to still kill and destroy what they wanted to stand for, which is healing. Imagine a main pastor whose son they just lost from murder, still grieving just recently. And during the time that we were ministering, we were calling out sickness from the body of Christ. And it was exact, like very exact things that's happening. They came in front, and I said, I don't have the gift of healing, but Alan found out that he does, and he'll share about it. But I love how the Lord really ministered to his people and the global body of Christ for this specific church, and just to feel that God sees you, God still remembers you, and he's restoring your banner, which is healing, over your church.
So I'm Becky Thompson, and I think I'm just going to let the rest of the team share. It was a phenomenal trip. There was a lot of spiritual warfare. I want to thank those of you who are on the prayer chain. Between the different things that happened at the beginning and then the hurricane that came that didn't come, which, got to say, I was a little disappointed. But anyway, thank you guys for praying for us.
I'm Morgan. I don't have a lot to share, but this was my first mission trip, and it was, like, just a really incredible experience. And I just have to say, like, it was such a crazy thing to, like, experience the spiritual warfare with, like, the hurricane and everything and having no idea what to expect, but then just being surrounded with really amazing people that just, like God just really put us in this place where we were so brought together and close, and it was a really wonderful experience, and the people there were amazing. I loved it.
Hi, my name is Michaela, and it was just good for me. This is my third one, but last year I couldn't go, and my son went that died this year. But it was really healing for me because there was a lot of people that had just had their sons die too. And another lady who I roomed with from Mexico, I mean, she's from Chicago, but her daughter had died in a fire with her granddaughter and a baby. And it was just like, they're still serving the Lord and they're still pushing through. So it was good for me.
Hi, I'm Emily. This is my 13 years of doing mission. And I don't have much of testimony, but I will say God put all of these kids, and especially Grace, Annabelle, who are going to this mission when they were still young, and see how this work hard. It's not like mission of, yeah, we do preaching, we do ministry at night, but gosh, how they work hard. I can believe that men can work, women can work, especially these kids. Oh my goodness, Becky never even changed. He keep carrying bucket of concrete and then run and back and forth. My goodness, these kids in here, this is their third year, I think. Your first time and Alan's first time. Hope has been here for 2 years. But guess what? When they call line up, they all line up. No machine, all is hand and carrying everything. We are lucky, and we are so happy that all of these kids that we saw are growing in seeing how these people, other people, doesn't have what we have. It's opened up their eyes to see how hard these missionaries are going. So if you guys want to see almost our mission picture, or, you know, things that I remember, the spider. That makes me scary, and just everybody was tarantula. Can you believe tarantula? And everybody's going on that dirt. I said, forget it. I'm not gonna go there. And the other one is, thank you, all of you. Each of you who pray for us. The hurricane that people, you know, I was like, no, this is nothing because of I don't see anything much. But when I think about the Thailand hurricane, that is where I'm a little bit of, you know, scary. I see people are putting cardboard on their window. And then, hey, God is with us. And people, our church here, are praying for us. So thank you, all of you who pray for us. And we are safe and happy that we are overwhelming to serve other people in our church.
So I think it was the second day we got there. Oh, shoot. my name is Emmanuel Domingo. I'm his son, and this is my sister. Okay, so like the first or second day we got there, we went to a church, and I found out that it was a church that we were going to be working on, and I think it was Pastor Ricardo who was leading worship. And that night after church, me and my dad sat down with Pastor Ricardo, and my dad brought up the fact that I play the drums and stuff, and he was like, oh yeah, he's really good. So Pastor Ricardo was like, oh, you should play. So then the next day, we went to the church, and I saw that they had a drum set in the corner. I was like, Dad, look, they have a drum set. I was, like, so excited. And then during work hours, Pastor Danny had me, like, set up the drum set, and I'm almost positive that it was also his son's drum set that had passed away. And so I felt that it was very special for me to be able to play on it and bring Pastor happiness. And during the workday, I got to not do any work, and I got to practice for the worship at that night, and I just got to watch everyone do work, and I was just playing the drums. It's pretty fun. But that night, I had no clue what to do because everyone else was speaking Spanish, and I obviously don't speak Spanish, so I had no clue. And I prayed about it before, and I just felt the Lord just lead me. And literally I closed my eyes, and I just started playing. I just don't really remember just kind of happened.
I'm Hope. This is my second mission trip. This is kind of a testimony, but obviously there was a hurricane, Hurricane Eric. I was really very scared. I'm probably the only one that was like extremely scared. And I was like, why is nobody else freaking out about this hurricane? But like, I refused to, like, that night that the hurricane was supposed to hit, I refused to sleep in my bed. I made my dad stay up with me in the, in the living room. And I just, like, we just sat in the living room. And I was just super scared, just hearing all the thunder and stuff. But I, like, in the morning, no hurricane hit. It just passed us. So I realized, like, I wasn't trusting, like, God's faith, and I was just sitting in fear and just expecting this hurricane to come hit us when I wasn't, like, trusting that God was going to protect us. And you guys were all praying for us. And, yeah, but I think, thank you for your prayers, because just passed us, so.
So you guys aren't going to cry, but I'm going to cry. So, just like what Neil was saying, when we walked in there and I realized that the church was called Sanando Iglesia, and the whole reason we were, well, the whole reason I felt that I was there was for healing. We saw so many miracles. Neil dropped a brick on his foot. We had to tear off, honest, you have pictures. We had to tear off his nail. He has a nail now. We're talking like 3 days. It's unreal. So just the healing that our family got, and for Mikla and for all the other family members. It's just amazing. I feel like when I got there, I felt like the Lord was impressing on me. The Lord was impressing on me that I had the gift of healing. And I'm still walking that out, and I'm still just trying to pray that through. But God gave me the chance to pray for people and just lay hands on them. And, it was just awesome. The times that we had talking with the other people, and it was just so rich. I wish you guys could just sit there and listen to these conversations that we had late at night. I was up till like midnight sometimes, talking with some of the other, like with Ricardo and Jose. We'd just brew a cup of coffee and we'd just sit there and dunk fresh bread that we got. Like, oh man, it was so good. It was so good. And we were just dipping it and getting translated, and it was just so good, so deep. So, it was. For me, it was my first time going, and it was just a life-changing experience for me. I think, I want to do it again so bad. It's just so awesome.
So, my name's Sam, and this was my first time going on a missions trip. It was definitely very humbling going somewhere like that, going down there, seeing how poor they were, and kind of seeing their lifestyle and stuff. But yet at the same time, they were really happy. They were just content with what they had and stuff. And that was really when we got there the first day. We stayed at one. one place, ended up staying there like two nights, and then ended up having to find a different place, and it all worked out. Found a pretty good place to stay at, probably better than what we was at first. So, and then in the middle of the week or so, the hurricane comes in, and we were literally right in the path of the hurricane. And as the days went on, right the day or so before the hurricane hit, all of a sudden it started changing its course, and it went right around us. We never got much more than a little bit of rain out of it and stuff. So, and then also, like Gracie had touched on a little bit, the pastor at one prophesying over us and stuff, and just what he spoke over everybody and stuff is definitely, you could definitely see that God was working and God was with us, and all things worked out. It was a good trip and a good experience.
You guys want to sit down? Thank you. It really was a powerful trip, and I'm just going to give you a couple of things that they told us at the end. So Pastor Edwin, Pastor Danny, so Edwin's the head honcho, Danny's the local pastor. They both said this to us. They said a couple of the outcomes, beside the relationship stuff, beside the things that we just gain ourselves from relational building with each other and all that, is they said, number one, they couldn't believe how much work we got done. Like, everybody was freaking out, like, you were so productive, right? So we worked hard, and there's 20 of us, so it was a lot of man hours, right? And so they were very grateful for that. But the other thing, it's like I've said, it's a hard place to have a church, and there were people that kind of come and go and check it out and then give up. And they said in the neighborhood there's this buzz because of all these North Americans that are working. And several people told them, you know what, we're going to come back. I think we should be in this church. And we want to work also. So it's like, what a great outcome, right? That was really fun. And so, I just want to say we should be very proud of this group of people. You know, they represented the body of Christ so well. And they loved each other. They loved the people. And they were just like the real deal. So y'all know that when you go down there, if you say, well, I'm from Pagosa Springs, Colorado, they're going to go, oh, man, we love you guys, right? It's like you already have an in with those guys. So we got this message from Pastora Sylvia. That's the wife. And she just wrote this. I think this is a good way to end. She said, dear missionaries, we want to express our most sincere gratitude for coming. All the way from the United States to share Christ's love with us. Your dedication and effort to establish a Christian church in our community is an invaluable gift. Thank you for your love, support, and spiritual guidance. This week has been a blessing to us. We appreciate your commitment to God's work and your willingness to serve and love our community. May God reward you for your work and bless you in your ministry. Lord, we thank you for sending these missionaries to our community. They have been a source of inspiration and spiritual guidance. We pray that you bless them and reward them for their work. Amen. How encouraging. So.